Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Everything.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Payday Friday.
Yes, sir.
That makes the rain seem less important.
Because it's here, baby.
Hey, we got a...
Can you stand the rain? New edition. Hey!
Right off the bat.
We'll see.
Hey, anybody else feel like I'm feeling right now? And here's the way I'm feeling. Obviously, it's the biggest game of the year for the Niners this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the Packers in Lambeau Field. Anybody else feel like it could have implications that are more important than just this year?
Now that's, when you say that, I feel like you're saying, because if they somehow drop this game and Purdy can't play, which is on brand for this season, that we're at this juncture, Steiny, and your most important piece looks like, if I had to bet now, I'm thinking he's not playing, but... You must mean the fallout of not having Purdy and somehow dropping this game going to 5-6.
Not necessarily. I'm thinking if you don't win this game, whether Purdy plays or not, and it starts to continue in this way, and we don't make the playoffs, do you start looking at this team in a different way? I mean, I think like if they can put something together, win 5 of the last 7, make the playoffs, win a game in the playoffs, and then maybe get beat, then you could make a case that, with a few tweaks, we get back in it. But if this thing goes downhill the rest of the year and this game this weekend kind of starts that ball rolling down the hill, what do you do? What do you do if you miss the playoffs this year? If you're the 49ers.
Okay.
And okay. Let's just say the next 7 games resemble the first 10.
Okay.
And you go 8-9.
Right. You ask me a question, I keep it real with you, brother. I think you look yourself in the mirror and say, what was the biggest component in us going 8-9? And I'm looking at you right now, Steiny, and I got questions galore about this team. But wouldn't injuries be, to me, 85%? Of what's gone wrong for the Niners. So I say that to say is you can look in the mirror and chalk it up as that. We get healthy, we come back, and bang. Or just hearing you talk, and there's part of me that feels what I think you're trying to say is maybe there's bigger issues at hand, starting with the quarterback.
No, I think when I look at football and I consider injuries, I look at it a little bit differently than other sports. Basketball, guy gets hurt, he can come back the next year. But if this season continues to go like it's going and McCaffrey doesn't return to the player he was last year, and we can tell by the eye test, and we know Trent Williams isn't having a great year and he's been banged up, and Brandon Ayuk, we know, is probably going to miss some of next year already.
For sure.
And Deebo Samuel's having a very down year. I mean, Can you bring back the same team?
Well, what are your options?
Well,
because you got one at quarterback.
You got plenty of options at quarterback. Plenty.
What now?
Plenty.
We're talking about some dividends now since it's payday. I mean, if you go 8-9,
yes.
Would that change?
Yes.
Because I was Mr. Blank Check. So you start there, right?
If the 49ers go 8-9 and Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are reluctant to write a $55-60 million check to Brock Purdy.
That's major.
Then all bets are off.
So we could see possibly a new quarterback under center for the Niners?
I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility.
See, I never thought that was feasible, but now somebody could talk me into if it's 8-9 or what have you, 7-10, Stoney. I can't believe I'm there.
Well, my point is this, that they're 5-5 right now. And if this thing continues like it's continuing and they don't make the playoffs, what do you do then? What do you do then? Do you simply sign Purdy to a long-term extension at big money? And how can you bring back the same team when you know that this team already this year is a little bit on the old side? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, you talked about the influx of the six rookies. And I'm not saying that, you know, they're throwing confetti because they got contributions from those guys. But to me, Stoney, I guess because they've had so much success when healthy, I could see bringing it back or trying to run it back. And maybe Greenlaw's back next year for sure. I'm not counting Ayuk at all, Stoney. That's a serious – those are injuries. But only time will tell. I think that's Cyndi Lauper.
I guess – what I would ask 49er fans is, what is the significance of this game on Sunday? Because obviously it's the biggest game of the year. Obviously you're playing an NFC opponent. Clearly if you lose this game, you're in a heap of trouble.
Heap.
It's not over, but it's getting darn close.
The fat lady's warming up.
Exactly.
She's humming.
And so I do think there's more at stake for this game than just whether this team's 5-6 or 6-5.
Okay.
You can't lose this game.
No, you're right. But.
And so I'm just starting to think a little bit ahead and man, this team falls off. Like it looks like it's falling off right now. Then where do you go if you're John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan?
Okay. And my question to you and the masses, Stoney, if Purdy's unavailable, regardless if they win or lose this game, what does that do for his ledger? Or do they already know and have seen maybe behind the scenes some warning signs? Or are they feeling like, you know, Brock has been Brock? Other things have eroded around us to where he's looking sketchy or etchy.
I don't know.
What is a non-available Brock? Like, Stoney, if they lose this game, they're definitely not getting in outside of winning the division.
You're 5-6.
I just wonder if Kyle was here and he pulled up on us, what grade he would give Brock and what he would tell John right now. Have things changed? Do they see warning signs?
Possibly.
Oh, yeah, Kyle. I don't know, Stoney. But you're right. This is the biggest game of their season.
And obviously, if Purdy doesn't play and – you know, I'm reading this stuff on the internet, and I'm reading Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area, and he said Purdy, quote, appeared to experience discomfort in his right shoulder as he threw some passes on Thursday. The trainer came out, rubbed his shoulder a little bit, and then Purdy left practice, went back into the locker room. Now, that ended the window of the media. Then the media was closed to practice, so it's unclear what happened after that. But Matt Maiocco saying that he appeared to experience discomfort, and you parlay that with he didn't throw a pass over 20 yards last week, and we don't know where he got hurt or when he got hurt.
Wow.
And maybe we are dealing with something a little more serious than we thought in terms of Purdy's injury. So if Purdy misses Sunday's game, then it's just a Malcolm X, by any means necessary, figure out a way to win the game with Brandon Allen or Dobbsy.
Tell me if I'm being cut too cutthroat for you guys this Friday, payday morning. if they got their eyes or they feel behind closed doors that, you know, the possibility of another quarterback under center, are you reckless and tell Purdy, give him the option of the Toradol in the shoulder like Trent Williams? I know it was a different body part, but I'm thinking Toradol would help the shoulder. I'm no doctor. Do you risk running him out there knowing that there might be a change? So if, you know what I mean? Like if he got hurt, you kind of, you know how they treat running backs when you know you're not going to re-sign them. You just run them in the ground.
I see what you're saying.
I know that sounds cutthroat, but I'm wondering.
Yeah.
If Brock was like, shoot it up.
I don't know. I think you could probably shoot a shoulder up to alleviate some pain. I'm not totally sure. I mean, I think obviously if Purdy can play, he's going to play.
But pain, Steiny, on Thursday?
Well, man. That's a that's something to consider. But it feels like, and tell me how you guys feel, 49er fans, it feels like they lose to Seattle, and they're 5-5, and now they've gone through the week before the Packers, and it feels more desperate than it did Monday after the game against the Seahawks. It feels like there's just so much at stake for this game, and it could mean more than just the immediate future of what happens the rest of the year.